This is Mac OS Ken.
Up goes another Apple target. The NLRB sides with Apple over labor. Their second name is labor. And Apple takes iPhone 17 Pro out to the ball game. It is Monday, the 29th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from macOS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Insta360's brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code macOSKen. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Raise high another price target. Apple 3.0 ran part of a note from Evercore analyst Amit Daryanani at the end of the week last week. He spent his Friday raising his price target on Apple shares thanks to apparent strength for the new iPhone line. Quizzing nearly 4,000 people about iPhone and their intent to buy it, users are turned on by the new hardware, specifically the new camera, battery, and screen. With those being the primary drivers, you'll not be surprised to hear that Pro models are once again carrying the day. According to Daryanani, 56% of survey respondents plan to buy either an iPhone 17 Pro or Pro Max, a bit higher than the average 50% response. Average selling prices are likely to go up by about 7% in his estimation, thanks to Apple's elimination of the lower memory SKUs plus the addition of the 2TB Pro Max. If there is a note of disappointment in the Evercore note, it's over the Air. Only 9% of respondents said they plan to buy an Air, according to Daryanani, below trends for the now discontinued iPhone Plus models. While there is potential for demand to pick up, his team thinks consumers are skeptical around the camera and battery life. Differentiated design, be damned. As an added bonus, services are still crushing it, led primarily by Apple Pay. Stipulating that this is a U.S.-specific survey, Daryanani says he and his think this may be the start of a strong iPhone refresh cycle with positive trends across the portfolio, including reports of strong first-week sales. We think Apple's core strength remains concentrated in the Pro tier, says the analyst, while the iPhone 17 appears to have exceeded initial expectations. Mr. Daryanani has an outperform rating on Apple's shares. He used Friday's note to raise his price target on the shares from $260 to $290. The National Labor Relations Board is dropping a lot of charges against Apple. Engadget highlights a report from Bloomberg that says the NLRB has withdrawn many of the claims it made against the Cupertino company, tied to cases brought by employees 4 years ago. In particular, the piece says it dismissed an allegation that Apple CEO Tim Cook violated workers' rights when he sent an all-staff email in 2021 which said people who leak confidential information do not belong in the company. Cook also said in the email that Apple was doing everything in its power to identify those who leaked information from an internal meeting the previous week. Also dropped, the NLRB's previous allegations that Apple broke the law by imposing confidentiality rules and surveilling workers or making them think they were under surveillance. The NLRB used to think such behavior constituted interfering with, restraining, and coercing employees in the exercise of their rights. Now, not so much. Engadget has Bloomberg pointing out that the change of head, heart, course on Apple is just one instance of the NLRB being more friendly to companies under President Trump. Remember how we were all supposed to get a seriously smarter Siri sometime after WWDC 2024, kind of in conjunction with iPhone 16? Then a lot of people bought iPhone 16, and Apple ended up pushing the seriously smarter Siri into 2026, and some of those people sued Apple. Yeah, Apple has responded to that suit. A piece from Mac Rumors says a number of class action lawsuits were filed against the Cupertino company after Apple pushed back the Seriously Smarter Siri launch last spring. The piece has plaintiffs saying they never would have purchased an iPhone 16 or would have paid less had they known the Seriously Smarter Siri wasn't coming soon. Apple's response? Calling for the case to be dismissed. That is the single case into which the multiple cases have been folded. Citing the move to dismiss, Mac Rumors has Apple lawyers saying the delay of just two Siri features that will be part of the overall Apple Intelligence suite, awareness of personal context and in-app controls, cannot support the sweeping claims made by the plaintiffs. Not only did they get near two dozen other Apple Intelligence features by buying iPhone 16, the lawyers argue that they've also benefited from camera improvements, enhanced silicon and increased performance, upgraded displays, and numerous other hardware and software improvements. No word on when whatever's going to happen next will happen. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Insta360, and their brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. Imagine what you could do with a camera that's about the size of a half-dollar coin, weighs about a tenth of a pound, and will mount anywhere you can stick a magnet. The camera that shoots an hour's worth of 4K video at 60 frames per second on a single charge, or 70 minutes of 1080p. A camera with a sensor big enough to ensure clarity and detail in low-light scenarios, and one that will even shoot in water down to 33 feet. Whether you're looking for shots from your point of view, your kid's point of view, or shots like you're a fly on the wall, Insta360's Go Ultra can deliver. So stop imagining and Go Ultra today. Head to store.insta360.com to check it out. Then the first 30 people to buy using promo code MacOSKen get a free set of sticky tabs. They let you mount Go Ultra where magnets won't do the trick. The first 30 people get a free set with your Go Ultra purchase at store.insta360.com using promo code MacOSKen. Show the world what you see the way you see it. Get the Insta360 Go Ultra at store.insta360.com and use promo code MacOSKen. From the No Rest for the Wicked file, a piece from Mac Rumors has Apple hard at work on iOS 26.0.1. That's according to a secret someone said to know something about something. Of course, it is what they do. Apple, I mean, working on updates. Stands to reason that they would be, especially since Mac Rumors has charted iOS 26.0.1 in its visitor logs in recent days. While iOS 26 and its ilk haven't been rife with issues, there are a few that could be addressed. Some listed by Mac Rumors include a camera-related bug on the iPhone Air and iPhone 17 Pro. That's the one where shooting into a bright LED display leaves black shapes in the picture. A bug causing Wi-Fi to briefly disconnect and reconnect on the whole range of new iPhones from Apple. A bug breaking search in the calendar app for some users. And a bug preventing some users from downloading Apple Intelligence models to some of Apple's latest communicators. Haven't heard about that last one? Well, neither had I until another piece late last week from Mac Rumors. According to that, a small number of users seem to be experiencing an issue that prevents Apple Intelligence from fully downloading, leaving Apple Intelligence features like Genmoji, Image Playground, Writing Tools, and others inaccessible. The piece lists a few troubleshooting tips that have worked for some, including turning off cellular and joining a Wi-Fi network, changing the iPhone's language, then changing it back, wiping the iPhone and reinstalling from an iCloud backup, turning airplane mode on and off again, changing the region and resetting network settings, and resetting all settings. Or you could wait and hope that iOS 26.0.1 takes care of it, since the aforementioned steps haven't worked for everybody. Mac Rumors figures the .. updates for iOS and the rest will be out in the next few days. And finally today, I'm not sure why Apple doesn't do this more. Then again, they're starting to do it more, so never mind that part. A piece from Six Colors says some of the end-of-season Friday Night Baseball games on Apple TV Plus were shot on iPhone 17 Pro. Not the actual game part, it seems, but parts of the telecasts. According to the piece, the Giants and Dodgers broadcast on the 19th of September featured multiple shots taken on an iPhone 17 Pro. Apple seems to have been sort of quiet about that, though less so with Friday night's game between the Tigers and the Red Sox. The post was written before the game took place. Pre-game, Six Colors had Apple indicating that four iPhone 17 Pros would be positioned at Fenway Park, in the Green Monster, the home dugout, and roaming the stands. In contrast to the secrecy the week before, the Tigers-Red Sox game was supposed to feature a bug in the corner of the screen that showed off the shots that were coming from an iPhone. I'm not sure why Apple doesn't do this more. Then again, they're starting to do it more, so never mind that part. I didn't see the game. I was out camping. Though if I had been home, I still wouldn't have seen the game. That said, I didn't hear about anything exploding, so I assume it went well, making me wonder why Apple doesn't do this more. Then again, they're starting to blah, 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 blah. macOS Ken, brought to you by me, and sponsored by Insta360's Go Ultra. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code macOSKen. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more in that your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOSKen. I'm Ken Ray.
Ciao.